She turned her attention back to a stunned Aziz from Laurel and his remaining comrades. As for you...
Us?
Aziz from Laurel squeaked. You screwed me twice, she said.
I deny it,
Aziz from Laurel protested. Never did we lie to you. Lies of omission are still lies. You deceived me, you tricked me, you sent me to my death, and whoopsie, looks like I'm troublesome so I didn't die, and now you think it's all good?
We dealt with you as generously as Wizard Kind has dealt with us, said Cease from Laurel. More generously yet.
Don't say generously, Alexandra snarled.
We only wish to be free, Cease from Laurel said, and that we can never be until the Ozarkers leave this world for the world away, and that cannot happen until I open it for them.
Alexandra stepped toward the elf, with magic still suffusing her. Her eyes glowed, sparks rippled through her hair, and her fingertips flamed green. The rock beneath her feet turned to smooth yellow topaz. The air smelled peppery and hot. Seas from Laurel gulped and stepped back. The few elves who hadn't vanished already disappeared. Alexandra realized that she could have prevented them. If she really wanted to, she thought she could call them all back. She didn't bother. Seas from Laurel had stayed behind, and he wasn't going anywhere.